America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Douglas, Joe, Jill, you guys with us. Coming up at 12:30, Ross Tucker will join us. In a little bit, you'll hear Nick Sirianni in its entirety from the morning show today. If you missed that, we'll replay that for you later on in the 11 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard here. Look, I do this every year, and I'm going to keep doing it until we get him. I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles. The Cowboys are a complete and total mess. They put Dak on the IR today. If I'm Howie Roseman, I would offer the Cowboys 2-1s today to try to get him to give up Parsons and bring him here. Kyle, adamant no. Hugh, well, he wants to get to the Super Bowl. He doesn't want to trade for Micah Parsons, which doesn't make any
not
sense.
I mean, because I just know that's not going to happen.
But
that's not going to happen.
Don't you want to get to New Orleans?
I feel like with the team we got, I'm going to get to New Orleans.
The one doesn't equal the other.
One gives you a far better chance.
Yes, but there are other avenues that give you a chance.
I think this pass rush is they're getting better. The pass rushes are getting better.
Got a pair of Dombrowskis in here. We'll get there with Austin Hayes and Brandon Marsh.
I would rather trade three first-round picks for Myles Garrett than two for Micah Parsons.
I got you. And if he was, if they hadn't already said he wasn't available, I think we'd be hammering that. But I don't think he's available.
Well, the Cowboys haven't said Parsons is available.
Well, they haven't come out and said he's not. You could also convince him. We've also seen that Jerry's not all there right now. You might be able to get him to agree to something.
Well, in fairness to that, they didn't have to say Parsons isn't available because they just added to their roster.
Well, they did. They made a trade. Well, they're stupid.
I mean, okay, I understand that. But the Browns, you could argue, might be stupid for not wanting to trade Myles Garrett. My point is, you can do this without also helping the Cowboys.
So you're too worried about the Cowboys.
No. It's not all that. Like, first of all, it would hurt us because we lose two first-round picks. It would hurt us because then it significantly hinders us from making other additions in the offseason when next year, I think, is our actual best chance to go win a Super Bowl, building on this roster.
And if Parsons was 30, I'd say you're probably right, but he's 25, 26. He fits right in with this group.
He does.
Young.
All the other losers, like Darius Slay.
No, he's out of here. I'm done with him.
He said like Darius
Slay. I'm done with him. Also today, we are looking for the best game day combination, and the grand prize is the big giveaway we have, the biggest one we've ever had on the Midday Show, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's. Next couple weeks, you're going to hear us talk a lot about this. So if you win today, you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, which, Hugh, includes a Yeti cooler. Hole set, giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker, and a 55-inch TV.
Do you have a Yeti?
Do I have a Yeti? Yes.
You know what?
Mean the cooler?
The cool, like yes. Yeti anything.
When I did the stuff with Kyle Schwarber this year and the yards, we gave away Yetis at all the events.
Man,
the cooler, they're huge. Yeah, that's great.
And they keep stuff super cold. Yeah, I was introduced to Yeti when I got to Georgia because, you know, like big hunting group down there, and somebody handed me a Yeti. I didn't know what it was. But, man, you talk about keeping your beverages hot or cold for a long period of time. And now they're getting out coolers. You can keep ice in there for years.
Years?
Yeah. I like to embellish. I like to embellish stories.
You know what? That's a heck of a cool. And the winner today and tomorrow and all the next couple days moving forward here, the next couple weeks, will win a Jack Daniels rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a tote bag. So this is all brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Best game day combination today will get automatically qualified and win today's prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, though, and we'll get back to everyone's phone calls in a second. We do want to throw this out there. So, look, do I want Micah Parsons? Yes. Do I actually think it will happen by 4 o'clock today? I don't. But I do think the Eagles will make a trade. It's a matter of what they're going to do and where they add. And there might be a sneaky need here on this team that we haven't talked much about. And I was listening this morning and yesterday to a couple of former quarterbacks who get the offensive side of the ball very well. And what they think this team might need, or maybe an area where they have a little issue coming up, maybe they could solve that issue. And that is the running back position. And it has nothing to do with Saquon not being great. He is great. But Hugh, they've used Saquon a lot. I was saying this in September, and everyone said, shut up, Julio. Don't worry about this. Well, now we're halfway through the season. Hugh, Saquon is on pace for 377 touches. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And you wonder now, is it going to start to wear on him as the season goes along and they go into the playoffs? Ron Jaworski was on with the morning show today talking about the idea of maybe a pitch count for Saquon here.
Absolutely. I think it's really a fine line. And, you know, you want to see, you know, he's playing unbelievable football. He's having just a spectacular year. But, again, I think we have to look at where this team potentially could end up. They're starting to play really good football on both sides of football. So I think you can say, hey, okay, we can start thinking playoffs. We can start thinking Super Bowl. All those thoughts can come into our mind. Now you put him on a pitch count. Do you want him to get 20 carries a game? Do you want him to catch two passes a game, three passes a game? But the game dictates how that goes. And if you're ahead, like a couple weeks ago, you know, he didn't go back in the game when he probably could have had 250 yards in the game. But I think you need to keep him on a pitch count because you need him healthy when he goes to the playoffs.
Hugh, there's Jaws this morning saying they need a pitch count for Saquon the rest of the season. Now, I think most people hear that and they say, no, we're trying to win football games. You know what would make that easier? If they trade for another running back. Get another guy in here.
Yeah, but and another thing that would make it a lot easier is if we figure out a way to get this offense going and kind of spell him a little bit. I mean, it's a fine line, man, right now, because what he's done and what he did this weekend, people are still talking about that.
So do you mean the pass game going?
Yes.
So
yes.
I agree with you, but I'm not sure they want to do that. It feels like they've become a running team.
Yes. It's one of those things, Joe, where the unfortunate thing about when Saquon Barkley isn't touching the ball, and it's no disrespect, but it's different, and you felt it. When anybody else touched the rock, the other day, it was different, and it was significantly different.
So then I think there is an idea today that they should go get another running back so they could keep running the ball. And Elliott posted some numbers here, which are remarkable. Since the bye, okay, the Eagles are dead last in the NFL in early down pass rate. This is a running football team now. And, guys, I don't know if Saquon can be great in January if he's the lone back on a run-first team. Just play the numbers out. He's going to have 400 touches under his belt by the time we get to the middle of January.
But I will say this. I mean, it is a concern. No question about it.
It's a big concern for me.
But he don't look tired to me.
Because we're only halfway through the season.
Yeah, but still, he looks rejuvenated.
So you wouldn't go get it back today?
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't. But it's one of those things where, you know, you look at, well, maybe we can start getting a little bit more from Will Shipley. Maybe we get a ball to the young cat. Let him run the ball.
Well,
that might.
I mean, look, they have other backs here, but I don't know if anyone trusts these other guys.
No, I mean, you're in a situation where it's we're in a weird spot. We're in a weird spot as far as Saquon Barkley has been the best version of himself since he's been in the NFL.
Yep.
That might be a little bit hyperbole.
I don't think it is.
Some of my friends say it, but still, it's somewhat close. It's somewhat close to that. So. Yeah, there is some concern there whether he's going to wear out or not. But, man, right now, I mean, you have options that you could probably start to explore. That's the one thing I feel with this team that has happened. We've gotten to the point where we're in win-now mode.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of lost that ability to like, develop and bring along other players. Because you saw a couple weeks ago, Kelee Ringo looked like he was coming along. And then all of a sudden, he kind of fell by the wayside. You know, still a big fan of Bryce Huff. Because of the necessity and the need of the defense to play better, he's kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah, well, it's not. What's that?
What'd you just say about the defense? It's a necessity?
I didn't say that.
Maybe you could cut that audio. I think you said necessity.
No, I didn't mean it in the way you thought.
See, it's all coming back back out now.
The defense is
a necessity.
When
Kyle said, when he looked at me like that, I was like, damn, did I say something wrong? I was like, wait a minute, did I screw up in an enunciation again?
No, I'm just saying
they're playing better. They're playing better.
Sure,
no question
they are.
About it.
And the other part to note is, look, in his career, the most carries he's ever had in a season is 295. We're talking about a guy, by the time we get to the middle of the playoffs, could have 400-something touches. Like, I just don't think he'll... The Saquon you saw Sunday will not be the same Saquon in the middle of January unless they get him a running mate here. Donovan McNabb, he was on yesterday, the afternoon show, talking about the best running games in the NFL, what they have.
Well, the only way that we'll be able to do that, honestly, Ike, is by utilizing the quick game. The quick game has to be an extension of the run game, where we're not utilizing them so much. Mm-hmm. Do I have a problem with 30 touches? No, not absolutely not. Because if you really look at it, if you give them 20, 22 carries and 8 catches, that's pretty serviceable. It's not like he's running a football 30 times. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing touches instead of rushes, then it preserves his body. But then also, too, this goes into account how we play this season. This is when you have to go and get the lightning to the thunder. And so when you look at what Detroit has, when you look at maybe even if you go to Baltimore, the list goes on. Everybody has a duel of running backs that can present something different. And so if we go out next season and do that and alleviate some pressure for them, we definitely can have them for a healthy 3 years.
Well, that was interesting when he brought up the teams that have two running backs. And we know the Lions do, right, with Montgomery and Gibbs. The Ravens even use Justice Hill to go along with Derrick Henry. I'm in on this idea. Maybe, so we're all in agreement on this one after everyone yells at me about Parsons? We go get another running back today?
So
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, like I was kind of at one point just take it or leave it. You know, if we wanted to get a running back, I wouldn't cry about it. But now, honestly, because I texted you after I heard McNabb say this, that made me want us to get another running back. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't worry as much as you do about the workload, the pitch count for Saquon Barkley. I think he'll end up being fine. And I don't really concern myself too much with, you know, amount of touches equals this guy's going to get injured, this or that. But I have to admit that it's still, like, a thing. It's a possibility. And getting another running back is a way for you to sort of protect your investment, not just for the 3 years like McNabb said, but for the rest of this year. And if they want to go on a deep playoff run. And when he brought up the Lions and the Ravens, there's that 1-2 punch there, the thunder and lightning thing. I love that he said that. The Eagles are a running football team right now. So not only is it a protection of your investment, it's a double down on your bread and butter. Like, this is what we do well. We should ride this to as far as it can take us. If you have another guy there, like, it works for a variety of reasons.
Look,
I love the idea.
I know it's different because Saquon's better than this guy and a little bit younger, but LeGarrette Blount was running the ball well in 17, and I think they saw what was ahead. If they kept running him, he was going to be out of gas by January, and they went and got Jay Ajayi, and then both of them ran well in January. I mean, Blount had 100 yards, didn't he, or close to it in the Super Bowl? He ran really well, the long touchdown. So if we want the best of Saquon... Sure. Now, I wonder who they could get today. Like, what running backs are available today? I think this is not going to be a star. You're not going to have a star next to Saquon.
They could get, like, a Hubbard from Carolina.
I would take him. You take Hubbard from Carolina, Hugh?
Chuba?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Chuba. And they're probably in a position to sell, even though they did win last week.
Of course they're in a position to sell. I would absolutely take him. Again, I'm looking at the numbers at Justice Hill in Baltimore. Henry's got a lot of touches, obviously. He leads the NFL in yards.
Like 2,000 yards.
But Justice Hill has 21 more touches on the season than Gainwell does. So, like, you know, they're more comfortable using him than we are Gainwell.
Yeah, well, Gainwell and Shipley stink. I'm not writing off Shipley yet.
He's a
but
rookie.
I'm not sitting here going, like, in this season, let's give Shipley a bunch of touches. I'd rather get a guy that I know can run the ball better.
Yeah, or have extra guys. Yeah, right. I mean, I think it's a good idea. That's certainly a position they could go after. 215-592-9494. Throw that in the mix as well. Should the Eagles go get a running back today? Let's go to the phone lines here. Parsons, running back, and, of course, your favorite game day combinations. Andy in Deptford. Hey, Andy.
Hey, fellas. What's good? How we doing?
Good, Andy. What's up, buddy?
Good. As far as before I get to Parsons, man, you got to shout out our young whippersnappers on defense. You've been talking them up all summer long. I mean, Cooper's a stud.
Cooper, the young Thundercats, yes.
Cooper is a little different, man. He brings a little bit something different to the table. He got a little bit more bite than them DBs. And Quinion's a stud, too. I mean, you know, moving forward, you know, in a league that's predicated on passing, I'm just happy that, you know, we hit on them two young guys.
They're really impressive. And I agree with you on Cooper. He brings that tackle he made 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati against Chase was one of the best open field plays I've seen a DB make here in a long time.
He gonna have them receivers questioning coming over that middle once or twice, you know?
Definitely.
And then as far as Parson goes, love the talent. Cowboys would never trade him in the division. And I mean, aside from the talent, do you want all that other stuff with the podcast? I mean, this, that, and the third. We already see with guys and Kelsey with how much of distractions.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, that other stuff can bring to the table. So it's like, I mean, I wouldn't want nothing to do with that.
Look, it's not my favorite, but if the talent is worth it, you know, I'd be willing to deal with it.
So quickly on the Kelsey thing, I'll hit the elephant in the room since nobody wants to address it, right? I mean, Hugh, you're the only one that probably been in that situation, big-time superstar. I mean, everybody defending him. Like, you know, that college student was definitely in the wrong. But when you're walking through a mob crowd like that, what do you expect drunk college kids are going to be doing? Like, you can't be breaking people's phones. Like, come on, man.
I'm of the mindset, man. You can't be just saying whatever you want to folks and not expect to get punched in the face either.
Come on, man. Let me ask you this.
What gives, not you, but what gives a person a right to walk up to somebody and just start just yelling like mean and hurtful stuff to them and not expect any consequences? I mean, what do they do that?
Do you think Michael Jordan would walk through that crowd without security? I'm not saying Kelsey's to that level, but he's a national superstar.
No, and that's what I said yesterday. Don't get me wrong. I'm not condoning what he did. But at the same time, it's a lot of people out there feel like they can say whatever they want to you and not have any consequences. That's a fact.
I feel you on that, but I just think we give him such a pass because it's Kelsey.
No, he definitely got a pass. He definitely got a pass.
Look at Michael Vick. He had to go to jail and people were still criticizing Michael Vick.
He got a pass. No question about it. He got a pass.
He just gets such a pass. Like, if it was like,
but wait a minute, are you going to let me finish?
My bad.
Because of how, this is the same thing in football, man. There are certain people that are going to get, you know, they're going to get a pass when other people don't. If you're a better player or you're more liked by more people, he's going to get a pass. This is the one thing that Kelsey did, and the reason why he's getting a pass is because he's a likable person.
I agree with you. I ultimately said it yesterday. It could have been worse, and Jason could have obviously done something way worse, but he shouldn't have done what he did. And Andy, I'm not surprised he offered some contrition last night on ESPN, because I think he realized he shouldn't have taken the guy's phone and he shouldn't have said the word he said back. I mean, I think that's fair, and I think he knows he shouldn't have done it. He said it last night.
Here's the thing. I got beef when we lose in the playoffs, and next week you're at a Chiefs game in Buffalo, tailgating, breaking tables, chugging beers. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem when you're in Pittsburgh waving the terrible towel. You're an eagle. Like, come on, man.
But everybody wants to give him such a pass, though. But he's like, transcended all that, though, Andy. That's the point I'm making.
The Kelsey Project, you know what I'm saying? Them guys maybe want to pump the brakes a little bit because it may be stalling out. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Andy, give us a combo.
I got my tailgate combo, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It don't get no better than being in that Wells Fargo parking lot, G5, with all the fellas, all the food, all the drinks, 1 o'clock game, right? And then going into their link and enjoying the festivities with the whole game and the Eagles win.
Good one,
don't
Andy. The 1 o'clock game and the tailgate. That's a good combination.
That's a combo.
Well, I mean, I think it's everyone's favorite. If you had to pick the games at the time, the tailgate, the 1 o'clock is the best one because people get to go home at a normal time.
No, and I get what Andy's saying, but you know, it was a story where Jimmy Johnson told a story about Emmitt and another player got in trouble like a long time ago. And he said something about the other player got cut, but they didn't cut Emmitt Smith. And they said, well, why you didn't cut Emmitt? He was like, because it's different for Emmitt. Right now, it's different for Jason.
So it is. Of course it is. I also think that, and this is not just for Jason Kelce, it's for any star today. Hugh, you didn't really have to live through this era. It came right after you were done. The fact that everything is filmed all the time, right?
Yeah.
If I told you, and you couldn't see it, that someone came up to Jason, said what he said about his brother, and Jason's response was to take the guy's phone, slam it down, and then they yelled at each other. You probably would have said, that's not that bad, right? Mm-hmm. All things considered. But we saw it. We saw Jason say a word that he obviously regretted saying.
Yeah.
There's always a phone watching you. It's the reality of being a celebrity today.
It's a no-win situation. I get that. But at the same time, that young man, like, he felt empowered because he knew that either way, either he get a rise or he didn't, that he was going to go viral. That's the unfortunate thing about it.
Yeah.
Social media has put people in positions where everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame.
I agree with you. I agree here. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I was looking for some mindless entertainment today, and unfortunately, all I'm getting is mindless. Thanks.
Mindful. You mean mindful. Smart, intelligent analysis is what you're getting here every day on the midday show. Go ahead. What are you thinking, David?
As far as Micah Parsons, I like the thought of it, but your proposal is just it's just crazy. Two first-round picks, he's not worth that, not two. I would definitely give up one, and that'd be it, just one. Maybe switch some late-round draft picks or something. But, two is just it's out of hand. I mean, if you're going to go with that, you want somebody like Myles Garrett, who is actually a game-changer on every play, not somebody who makes maybe three or four plays a game. So, I think that you need to look at that aspect of it.
Yeah, scared money don't make money, David. I mean, that's the bottom line. Scared money. Yeah, you guys are all scared. I mean, that's the truth.
No, you're right. No, Joe. I mean, I'm not scared. It's not my money, so I'm okay with it. But let's put it from, like, say, a union perspective. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in unions all my life. You cannot sell out your own board. They're big on saying that. And what you're doing here with giving up two first-round draft picks, you're selling out the unborn. So you're selling out the two picks that we had this year, so you're not going to have that, defense, even though defense doesn't matter. It's still you can't mortgage all that just for instant gratification.
Well, but I see here the thing is, I don't think it's just for instant. I mean, he's 25 years old. He'll be here for years to come. You guys are just, it's the cowboy thing. I get it. No one wants a cowboy. I'm just trying to bring in great players. All right, David, give us your game day combo. Favorite one.
Okay, my favorite one, I had a friend, Jeff McCulley, and he said all he needed was a cool buzz and some tasty waves. Now I'm going to change that to a cool buzz and Kelly Green. How's that?
Cool buzz and some Kelly Green. Well, it certainly works for this week here, David. David, good phone call. 215-592-9494. Best combos for our grand prize giveaway with your phone calls. Plus, Nick Sirianni's full conversation. We'll have it with you next from the morning show. Any rumors we hear, any trades we hear when the Lions traded for Za'Darius Smith this morning, we'll pass it along. NFL trade deadline is today. Would you trade 2 1s for Micah Parsons? And should the Eagles add a running back if they are now a full passing team? All next, midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. We want you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.